Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, wings are in play. Lions, it's a lighter deal where it's like, okay, you had no interest in the Brian Burns thing. Brad's doing it his way. We don't want to do 5 years. Respect. I don't have a problem. You know, yeah, Wilkins, way overpaid, 4 years. All right, I can work my way around it. Danielle Hunter, 2 years, 49 mil? And we couldn't get in that bed? What?
And that's almost criminal.
What are you trying to prove? So it's just a question, you know, would anything move you to a point of dissatisfaction with the offseason? And please, I'm begging you. Don't parrot the softball media. And give me one of these takes that you read this morning about, well, Brad's told you what he was going to do. I don't care. You're a human being. You have a right to your thoughts and to how you want to do it. That's why we're fans. Yes, we know Brad has a model in place. But I think if you're rigid about how you do it, very rarely you're going to get where you want to go. You're not a bad fan. And you're not turning your back on Brad Holmes if you say, damn, I wish we got Danielle Hunter for 2 years. I don't think that makes you a mean person.
No, I think it makes you a smart person. I think it makes you a person that thinks for yourself. I think it makes you a person that sees this is a need. You are bringing him here. You're subtracting from the Vikings. You're bringing him to Detroit. He can help you on the pass rush. And it helps you try to achieve a number one or number two seed overall next season.
Here's the one note, and then I'm going straight to the callers. If you want to understand why, it's not star bleeping. It's not what it is. Do you know the first thing people are talking about right now with the Texans? Besides Super Bowl? They have the best duo of pass rushers in football. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson are going to be a nightmare to block. That's all I want to create for you. So for all of you who think I'm Dr. Doom here and I'm a bad guy and somehow all of a sudden I've been effusive in my praise of Brad Holmes, but I don't have to drink the bathwater, I want to get Aiden a bookend. And I want Aiden and whoever I sign to be that fierce duo to carry you to hopefully a Super Bowl. But if you think that Marcus Davenport is that, God bless. If you think DJ Reader off two blown quadriceps is that, amen, hallelujah. You do whatever you want. I just feel like I'm with Rico on this. You know, while the Brian Burns thing would get complex, you'd have to give up stuff and 5 years and a lot of money. Okay. 4 years on Wilkins. Fine enough. But two? 2 years?
Two for money you had. You didn't have to restructure anybody. You didn't have to say, hey, your contract's a little too much. We need to get under the cap. You have money to spend. You know the advantage that a ton of NFL teams would love to be in.
You know where I would have done a cartwheel? And they're not going to do it. But, like, can you imagine how differently we view? It's a lot like the wing signings this offseason. How differently you view the signings when they're re-slotted. Once they got to Brinkett, the Comfers of the world and the depth signings made more sense, right? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if they were able to land L'Jarius Sneed? What you think of Carlton Davis becomes a completely different conversation as your number two.
Or three.
You would have created a dominant lockdown duo. Dominant. Because Carlton Davis doesn't have to be the guy who faces the number one every week. Then Sutton's on the bench.
Or I was going to say, you know what? Davis, you, Sutton, figure this out.
Yes.
Winner gets the two. Third one, you get the slot.
Yeah. But you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, it would make total sense.
I just have such a hard time if the offseason is Davis, Marcus Davenport, DJ
the whole time
Reader.
I'm like, this can't be it. But I'm waiting. But
think it is, man.
The way that Brad has been doing, I'm still waiting for news. Hey, the Lions just went out and got Joey Bosa.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're a piece of garbage, and you don't get to question him. All right, let's get to the people calling in about the Wings collapse, calling in about the Lions. Lots of good stuff. Brandon's been very patient. He is next. Brandon, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah,
hey,
Brandon. What's up?
First of all, I'm surprised you guys completely glossed over the reason for all this, and that's the patch.
You know what?
You know
you've
what?
Nailed it.
Brandon, I did not want to go that simplistic. I didn't want to tick off Kenny.
No, he's absolutely right. It's the patch. Larkin goes down, six straight losses. We're losing badly. Now there's a fight on the ice in practice.
Or you know what? Maybe it's the karma for Costa stealing the car flag from the show.
Yeah, we are now the Danbury Trashers.
Oh, my God. Great pull from the documentary.
Fantastic
work. Yes.
Brandon wins the day.
Yes. But I would like to go out. I mean, you're hammering, I'd like to start off, I am very disappointed in where we're at. But the 5-year thing that you're hammering on, which I agree to an extent, I don't think there's an example from hockey that 5 years is really this big turnaround mark without landing one of those big top picks. I mean, in Tampa, he had the Hedman and the Stamkos, but then he hit on those draft picks later with Braden Point and Kucherov. And, you know, he hit on those guys. He hasn't landed those yet. I don't see those. You know, Chicago's big turnaround with Kane and Taves. Pittsburgh had Crosby and Malkin. And I really think the time clock started for Stevie's tenure with when he got the new coach. I really think that's when his – okay, he said, all right, we're finally going in a direction. And year two on that, I am disappointed. I love Lalonde as a guy, but as a coach, I'm starting to get some questions. And then, of course, extremely disappointed with the cop, Sherratt, Hall. It's just going down a bad road now, and I don't know what the remedy is for that.
Brandon, we're not looking for like a deep playoff run right here. We were just looking to make the playoffs, and when you make those kinds of signings that don't work out, and when you don't call up guys like Simon Edvinson, and you're in that spot. We're not asking for the sun and the moon here. We're asking to be in the playoffs. And I think 5 years is a reasonable window to accomplish that, especially considering with the foundation he's built, though.
No, sure, to make the playoffs. I just – but I don't know where the reference comes. Where is another team that's gone from where we were, the league's worst, and not hit the lottery luck, which, okay.
Well, now, hold on. Brandon, let's have an open convo here. Enrico, jump in if you want to. Brandon, what you're basically, what I'm hearing is, well, if you don't land a Connor McDavid or a Sidney Crosby, then you have no hope. Then why was Yzerman ever considered special? He's special because he doesn't need that. Because, as you said, he was able at 16 or 18 in the draft to find Vasilevsky, to go and get Braden Point later. Like, Brandon, there's got to be a middle ground where you go, look, you're special. Be special.
Oh, and I don't disagree with that.
Then we're good.
But I think what Brandon is saying, it takes a little more than 5 years.
Look, all of us are bummed out that they didn't win the lottery. Now, I don't know how bummed out I am about Lafreniere, but like my point is like the Jack Hughes sweepstakes, whatever it is. We understand it. But he got Mo Sider, all right, which in a lot of other years, I think Mo Sider goes number one based on what he's been. But Rico, this is my point with Kenny. If you're only good when you get the number one pick in the draft, then you're not good. Imagine being an NBA general manager and saying, well, I didn't get LeBron, therefore I'm this. Boom, 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 boom. It's not. What are we doing?
He is right about you need a star, a superstar to win. The draft lottery is not the only way to acquire them.
That's been my disappointment. And again, I think there's, I don't want to go way too overtime. You know what? I'll tell you more about my blathering next. Rico.
Wow, he teased himself.
Leave me alone.
Let's talk about these
shows. Oh, not that kind of tease, David.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trev, how you doing, bud?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. What's going on?
I'm very disappointed with this Wings team. They've showed no heart. They're just not playing well. You know, over the past five games I've watched, they've been struggling in the defensive zone. They're nowhere to be found. I don't know how Ben Chiarot was not waived last night at midnight.
Well, here's where we've arrived. So, Trev, A, who are you? Are you blaming the players? Are you blaming Lalonde? Are you starting to go, hey, the Iser plan is not on track? Well, let's start there before we get into the whole roster management.
You know, I'm really starting to think that it's a mixture of all three, but it's more towards the players for sure, 100%.
Now, look, Kenny's foolproof plan has been the following, Trevor. Hull is gone. Petrie just doesn't dress. You bring up Edvinson, and you just give it a roll. Can it be worse? I mean, last night, I mean, Trevor, I had to turn the game off last night. You get to a point where it's like, they're not here, they don't care, neither do I. That's it. Trev, they've lost six in a row, and it's like if they roll out the same team tomorrow night, I just don't know what we're doing here.
It's been embarrassing. I think Edvinson should be called up. Petrie, Hall, or Chiarot should be gone. I mean, no one's going to take them. No one's going to claim them off waivers. They're so bad. So,
Kenny, is that the move? Is that where we go?
Yeah, he's right. Nobody's going to pick them off of waivers. Nobody wants any of those contracts.
So, can I ask a question? And why 5 years into this rebuild do we have such regrettable dreck that you even have this on the roster?
I think at the beginning of the season it was Edvinson probably isn't going to be healthy enough to crack the opening night roster, so we need to fill that stopgap. We need something there. So that was the idea, bringing those guys in. Now that he's been healthy and been NHL ready, again, waiting on you, Steve.
Yeah, I completely agree. I just want to say that only two of Steve's draft picks have played more than 10 games in the NHL. So, I mean, I understand it takes time, but how much time?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. And believe me, if you find the right players, look, baseball's another one of these sports that executives want to tell you it'll take a decade to rebuild a ball club. It doesn't. And again, I understand.
Well, because most of the time, if you're lucky, if you're good, you draft somebody and they may be ready in, 2.5 years? But you're looking at maybe 3 years or 4 years before they're ready to come up to the big league.
Well, it's the other example, and I know we're wide-ranging. But, like, when the Rangers select Wyatt Langford, and he is going to break camp as a rookie with the Rangers on a World Series team, and I'm sitting here with Max Clark and I'm 4 years out. I'll never understand it.
Yeah, but sometimes that's the unicorn, Mike, where you get that one guy.
What about the kid the Angels drafted last year, Neto? He was up 6 months after they drafted him. Then they brought up their first baseman whose name escapes me.
I understand. But Mike, when you look at certain teams, yes, they just seem to find people who fall out the sky.
That's what I'm paying Yzerman for. I'm not yelling at you. I'm projecting.
No, but certain teams can just find people, and it's just like, oh, okay, there's Michael Harris. He's up with the Brave squad.
In fairness, there is guys in the minors right now who are NHL-ready who are currently blocked that are Yzerman guys. Also, the ones that he's drafted more recently seem to be blossoming pretty quickly. Kos is probably a year away, too. Your guy, the not-Italian-Italian, Mike?
Listen, my cousin is going to save this whole deal.
He's from, like, Saskatchewan.
Shut your face. There's a huge Italian community in Saskatchewan. It's a very ethnic community. Lots of Italians north of the border.
So real quick, Mike, a little off subject, but it's been official. The Niners have just released Eric Armstead, one of the teams interested in him, the Lions. Would that be a move that moves the needle? Defensive lineman, San Francisco 49ers, they just released him.
It makes me feel a lot better because he's an accomplished player. He's reliable. He's static, which would fly in the face of how they play, which is the Niners. Armstead's always lined up on the right side. Always. Hargrave is always on the left. The Lions want to, you know, three-card money. I'm never going to say no, but Armstead is not a pass rusher.
But let me ask you this question, Rico, because maybe I'm wrong. Wasn't he injured in the playoffs? He was playing with an injury, right?
Yeah, he was dinged up.
Yeah.
But he went out there and played and actually had, you know, some big moments in the game. So he toughened it up, went out there and got it done.
If you're asking me which player I'd rather have, DJ Reader or Eric Armstead, probably Armstead. Yeah. But it's...
So, yeah, David, but it's one of those 20 games into the season, everybody's hurt.
Here's the problem. The other issue I take and why I'm not excited about either Reader or Armstead, they're both 30 years old. It's a young man's game. And if I'm going to sign a guy who's like, if I sign Khalil Mack, well, he's old, Mike. He's a specialist. Go get the quarterback.
Yeah.
Like Danielle Hunter, I know he's in his upper 20s. The production's there. I need you to kill the quarterback. But no, I like players with pedigree. I like players that have played for winning teams. I like... From the culture aspect. So. Yeah, I would imagine it would be a short deal.
I'm just letting you know, yeah, they released him, and I guess the Lions were one of the teams that are showing some interest in him.
All right. I wouldn't be mad. Go to Brian, 97.1. What's up, Brian?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Brian. What's going on?
Not much. I, as a Lions ticket holder, season ticket holder, the big talk at the end of the year was the fact that our ticket prices went up for next year. And everyone in my group, everyone that were season ticket holders, were completely fine with that. And we're talking like, I think it's between like 30-35% ticket increases if they went out and used that money in free agency. That was the entire talk, because that felt like this is not the same old Lions. Yeah, we're going to increase prices, but we're going to actually spend that money. And all we've done to date is retread basically players that have been injured, have history injuries. And, you know, I've been on Pro Football Focus for years now. I mean, Carlton Davis, I don't think has ever had it above a 66 or 67 grade, which 60 is average, is an average player in Pro Football Focus.
Well, what I had used, you know, it's funny, and Brian, there's a lot to unpack here, and I'm glad you brought it up. I do view things the way you do. You know, the Lions, like in the middle of the night, hey, hope you enjoyed the success, here's your bill. And then we're all excited about it. We all feel like they're a Super Bowl team. And the offseason so far, yeah, I fought the battle with Carlton Davis yesterday, where is he better than Cam Sutton? Yes. Well, that's no great shakes. You know, like... Three straight years, according to Pro Football Focus, of declining play. He's missed 16 games over 3 years, at least 4 a year. And you know what's funny, Brian? You ask yourself this. And no one gave me an answer for this yesterday. They just made fun of me and called me a racist. If he's so great, if he's this unquestioned number one impact corner, why would Tampa Bay be so apt to get rid of him?
Exactly.
When they could have just restructured him and kept him for another 2-3 years.
Yeah, and $14 million for a shutdown corner is not that expensive if he was a shutdown corner.
And if you restructured him, it'd be zero.
Exactly.
So I just like to ask that question. And again, Brian, I'm happy Carlton Davis is here. Why? He's better than what I got. But I'm not acting like you traded for Sauce Gardner.
Well, let's not act. Forget, you got a Meek Robinson, too.
So look, he's a nickel corner.
Actually, I was actually slightly more excited for that because he actually has gotten better. And the last half of the year, he was grading out at like a 76 or 77.
Yeah, he's dirt
the last
cheap.
Eight games.
He's physical, even though he's undersized.
Better about that.
Yeah, and like, look, he's going to play the nickel, and he's cheap. I'm not mad at that. It takes a lot for me to get mad. I'm just disappointed in the signings. Like, Brian, I'm like, when you see Danielle Hunter goes 2-49 last night.
That's what ticked me off.
Okay.
That's what finally ticked me off over the edge, because that's very reasonable and only a 2-year deal.
All right, this is good.
So Brian's destroying chairs in his own house.
No.
But you could. It's just like I'm a Michigan State season ticket holder too. I can, everyone always gets on me for getting on Tom because of why everything is done. You can do that. You're a fan. You can't just sit there and say, "Oh, well, they know more than me."
No,
I can't have an opinion.
No, Brian, it's like going to your favorite restaurant and your meal sucks. But what? You're not qualified because you didn't cook it. Stop.
Yeah,
stop. Now, I wouldn't make a habit of telling your doctor they don't know what they're doing or going to a cancer specialist and going, you're a liar. Little different than sports.
I mean, it depends on what you read on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Interesting note on Eric Armstead, cut from the Niners. Lions mentioned as one of the interested parties. I think Armstead's biggest asset, he is just so, God bless it, huge. The guy's 6'8". He just looks like a transformer out there. But again, he's 30. Would it fit the Holmes, short-term contract stuff only? Yeah. I'd wonder what
he
would
stop the run.
The problem is he wasn't very good at it this year, and you guys weren't good at it as a unit.
They were, but then no. Here's what you found out: it was a little bit of fool's gold because what happened is the Niners would score early and force you into a one-dimensional team.
Well, okay. Yes, I'll buy it because the same thing holds true with Brian Burns.
Yeah.
I had one of my buddies dogging me. He goes, he only had 8.5 sacks last year. I go, did you watch the Panthers? They're down 30-0 every week.
Yeah.
How many chances you get to rush the passer when your team is getting destroyed?
So what you saw, Green Bay and the Lions showed you, oh, wait, if they don't jump ahead of you, you can run the ball on them, but nobody ever ran.
Armstead or Reader. Factor everything in, including cost. I still lean Armstead.
I was going to go Armstead just the fact that he's healthier.
I do worry about a guy who's torn both quads, and he's 30.
I'm going to go Reader. I'm going to believe in Holmes.
After all he's done for you, you should, David. You ungrateful heathen.
Yeah. He brought this city. It's 313 day.
It is.
He brought this city.
313.
To heights they've never been to.
As caller DJ would say, what up, though?
I'm not sure DJ's even alive anymore.
He is. He okay. called the shot.
David, go ahead.
I think the blame goes on the players. This is regarding the Wings. You have former cup winners in Kane, Perron, and I'm going to mess this name up, Comfier?
Comfer.
Okay.
Jesus, David.
And multiple other players Comperoni. That have made it to the cup. Oh, Matt and East Lansing. Lions is getting peppered. That's why I wanted a move at the deadline to help the defense. Okay. Who is the superstar on Vegas or the Canes or even the Islanders? That's a loser mentality to say we haven't gotten one because we don't have a top pick.
You watch your mouth. Matthew Barzell's listening. No, it's not exclusively that. But I think if you change the verbiage slightly and you go, all right, take superstar out of the mix and call it high-level players. How many high-level guys do you have? Not pros, not depth, not solid NHL guy. No. High-level guys. Well, you know you have it with the Cat. You know you have it with Larkin. You know you have it with Kane. You want to put Raymond in there because he's ascending? My point is, you don't have more than a handful. And the problem is the team has a fatal flaw, which is they've doubled down on having a bad collection of defensemen, not named Mo Sider, and no goalie I care about. That's a bad combo. Kenny's rubbing his eyes. What?
I just think I take goalie out of it for the most part right now, because if you play the way that they've played in the last 5-6 games in front of these goalies,
it wouldn't matter.
You could put Nikolai Hobby-Bullen in his prime in that net, and he's going to allow 5 goals a game.
Nice.
It's not fair.
Nice old school nice shout out.
Thanks,
there.
Man.
I appreciate that. Nice. What about Bobrovsky? No, it just I'm.
Who was the Tiger you brought up earlier in the show and during the break? You were like, it was a picture, like, oh, wait till this guy shows up.
Oh, I was mocking the prospect boners. Like, oh, wait till you get a look at Nate Cornejo.
Yeah, like, wow. Oh.
Wait till you get a look at Kyle Sleeth. Oh. Like, I get soured on it. Like, I love playing the young players. I'm excited for Colt Keith. I hope it works. But I am not robbing today at this promise of tomorrow. So, yeah, if I could have got Matt Chapman 3 at 54, you know what I don't need to worry about? Frankenstein at third base. Mm-hmm. I get sick of it. Let's win. Let's get after it a little bit. You guys may as well win. My season's already over. Gerrit Cole's dead.
Yankee pride, man. You'll be fine.
Man, F that pride. I made it to World Series since 2009. There ain't no pride.
You'll be back this year.
Collection of losers.
Got a feeling.
Let's go to Glenn, 97.
Pinstripes forever.
Go to hell. Glenn, how you doing?
So I just want to say on, can you guys hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. I'm sorry, Glenn. Go ahead.
I just want to say on the Lions.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm putting Glenn, you're on hold. Glenn, you're on hold. I can't hear you now.
That's one, Kenny.
No. Glenn, just check on Glenn. It sounded like he dropped his phone down a flight of stairs. I want to make sure he's okay. We'll go to Shane, and we'll make sure everything is okay. Everybody calm down. Shane, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Just want to touch base kind of on the Red Wings.
Hold on. Hey, Shane, you got us on speakerphone?
Oh, yeah. 1 second. Sorry about that, guys. Can you hear me better?
Loud and clear.
All right. Just want to touch base on kind of Detroit sports in general. I just feel like all four of these sports teams, they just don't do anything to bring in some of these bigger players outside of maybe DeBrinket or Kane. But I just feel like the last time anybody did anything, brought in any sort of fun, which it was a terrible trade, but Blake Griffin was kind of like the last fun guy. It's just disappointing, man. I mean, the Red Wings didn't do anything at the deadline. You know, obviously maybe not many people expected it, but the lack of defensive talent on this team, you think they bring somebody in, and Brad Holmes kind of bringing in just one-year injured guys or guys that really aren't top tier, I guess. It's really disappointing to see. You know,
I want to ask you a question. Shane, I want to ask you a question, and I'm not being presumptuous, but if you listen to this show on a semi-regular basis, how do you explain the general reaction of your fellow fan where they get angry at any questioning of the regime? What is that exactly?
I don't know. It seems like all the Brad bots and the Steve bots are out lately, and it's disappointing. Like I trust Brad Holmes, but at the same time, it is really disappointing. He hasn't brought anybody in, especially with, you know, Danielle Hunter going for 2 years, 49. It is disappointing. I feel like we could have hopped on that, or even last year's at the trade deadline, the Montez Sweat thing, or Chase yep. Young. I was expecting to see somebody. I was listening all day to you guys with my earphones in. Nobody was brought in for any help, and you know, besides Donovan Peoples-Jones, who's just a wonderful defensive player, am I right? But it is upsetting. I don't know. It's disappointing. It's just
bad. Weird because this town has lost its teeth. You know, and it's like, I mean, Shane, the best example is like when people get upset and they defend Scott Harris. I'm like, what has this guy done? I'm sorry, is Theo Epstein or Andrew Friedman here? Like, what? The guy boned the trade deadline, did nothing in the offseason anyone cares about.
But he was going to be the next Wonder Boy coming from the Giants.
And guess what? He might be brilliant, but it's not wrong to say, damn, why not place a call to JD or Chapman and let's try to win the Central?
Yeah. How did you get played at the trade deadline?
I think it's funny because I'm watching the Red Wings game last night. They scored the seventh goal in the second period midway. And I'm looking up the Pistons schedule because, you know, who tunes into them? But I'm more excited for their two wins out of last three. Kind of excited for tonight to see if we can get some winning going. You know, it feels like the six-game win streak for the Red Wings was 5 years ago now. You know, Kane's Chicago overtime goal, and, you know, it's just disappointing. You know, you're looking forward to the Pistons playing when, you know, the Red Wings aren't doing anything and, you know, we're not getting anything on the trade deadline or the free agency yeah. for the Lions. It's just upsetting. It really is.
It is because you feel like
we don't make any big moves anymore.
You feel like the Lions are so close, and I just want to see him take that step. And hey, man, draft, develop, re-sign. I respect it. And I think it's absolutely got to be the backbone of what almost every team does. But to suggest that, like, getting some outside help in a big way is this insidious idea or you're an idiot.
No, and free agency can be an infusion of talent of right now, that it's specific need to get you over the top. That's why when I see Danielle Hunter going for the price that he did and you could afford it, I do want to know why. Why would you pass on this?
Hey, David, you're number one, too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.